AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to day two of the Hennessy meeting at Newbury, and joining me on the line once again is champion jockey AP McCoy. How are you, AP?
Good, thanks. Good, thank you.
Good man. Good first day for you at Newbury. A couple of winners there, and they both were pretty easy winners as well. They're nice prospects, potentially.
Yeah, they are. Jolly Allen's a smart enough horse. He'll probably hopefully improve his jumping technique. Still needs a little bit of work, but he's got an engine, that's for sure, and the horse and the bumper couldn't have been any more impressive. So we look forward to the two of them for the future.
Yes, two impressive winners, as you've mentioned there. And you've got a few decent rides again today, AP. Are you looking forward to Newbury today?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've got a couple of good chances. Did a bit more competitive today, I think, but hopefully we'll have a winner somewhere along the way.
Okay, good stuff. Let's get stuck into it then. The first race this afternoon is the 12:25. We start here with a Class 3 juvenile hurdle over the extended 2 miles. No ride for you in the opener, AP, so we'll spin through the betting, and Karazak heads that market at 8-11. We've also got Allguard in there, 11-4, 100-30 for Mick Jazz, 25-1 for Basarabad, and then 66s or bigger prices for the others. Not too much form on offer here, AP, but Karazak's Chepstow win stands out as the best piece on offer.
Yeah, as you said, not much form to go on, but the form that he showed at Chepstow was very solid. Golden Doyon, who was second to him that day, came out and won at Cheltenham at the meeting there a couple of weeks ago. So that's very good form, and even though he's got a penalty, he looks like he'll be hard to beat. Seemed to handle, you know, testing enough conditions at Chepstow. So obviously of the others, Old Guard, the last time he ran, he was second over a mile and a quarter at Lingfield. This will obviously test his stamina a little bit more. And Mick Jazz was second when he ran last at Clairefontaine, so he'll probably cope with conditions all right. He was second when heavy at Clairefontaine, but not original, but I'm afraid Karazak's the obvious one.
Okay, Karazak in the opener then. Onto the 12:55, the second race on the card, and this is a Class 3 conditional jockey's handicap chase. It's over 2.25 miles, and Come On Ginger heads the betting at 3-1. 9-2 for Quick Decision. Highway Code is 5. 6s for Wilton Milan, and then 13-2 or bigger prices for the others. Come On Ginger, AP, at the top of the market. You can see why he's arriving here in good form. He's won his last three races. Does that continue this afternoon?
Yeah, he's an improving horse, there's no doubt. He won a long way when he won at Kempton last time. Obviously stepping up again. But yeah, I mean, the form, you know, the form continue, you know, there's no doubt about that. Chris Gordon's horse is in great form. He's been having plenty of winners, so that's definitely a plus. Of the others, Quick Decision, again, Philip Hobbs' horse in great form. Ran well enough when he was third at Chepstow. So he's obviously going to be the main danger. Wilton Milan of Paul Nicholls has been a little bit, I'd say a little bit disappointing, if you like. Been consistent without being in great form. And Highway Code won this race last year for Richard Lee. I mean, he might be one of the ones that might have a chance of giving Come On Ginger the most to do. But Come On Ginger, it's hard to get away from him. So we'll go with him.
Okay, Come On Ginger then in the second race. The 1:30 is the third race on the card, and this is Potemps Network Handicap Hurdle Series Qualifier, a Class 3 event over the extended 3 miles. And Unique Decote heads the betting at 4-5 this morning. 7-1 for Tagrita, 8s for Tully Esker Hill, and Little Boy Baru. 11-1 for Junction 14, and then 20s or bigger prices for the others. Your first ride of the day, AP, and it's a shade of odds on this morning. So what can you tell us about Unique Decote?
Yeah, I mean, he's a short enough price, there's no doubt about that. But he did well to win at Cheltenham, because he didn't jump at all well and never looked like winning, and managed to win. So hopefully if he jumps a little bit better, hopefully he'll take a bit of beating. Hopefully the step up and trip will be a help to him. The one slight concern is that it's his second run back after a pretty long layoff. And that would probably be the only negative that I could give towards him. As you said, little boy Baru has been in good form, won well enough when he won something last time, but this is probably a step up in class. Chagrida was disappointing behind Polly Peacham and her first start of the year at Wincanton, so definitely needs to improve on that. And obviously the other David Pipe runner, Tosca Hill, won at Chepstow. Again, this is probably a step up in class. The top horse actually is a horse with plenty of class, Junction 14. He's a decent horse in his day, but has lost his way a little bit. Hard to get away from Unique Ducott. Hopefully he'll win.
Okay, Unique Ducott then in the 130. The 205 is the fourth race on the card. This is the Fuller's London Pride Novices Chase. It was the Berkshire Novices Chase. It's a grade two event over 2.5 miles, and Sapphire de Rue heads the betting at even money. 7-2 for Coney Gree. Del Arca is fours. 8s for Deep Trouble, and Horatio Hornblower is 16-1. You can't really rule too many of these out, AP. It's quite a tight race, but Sapphire de Rue was quite impressively improving last year and steps over fences for the first time. What do you make of this race?
Yeah, he was a big improver. The last time he won at Kempton, he was very impressive. And then he was a little bit disappointing at Fontwell. There's no doubt behind Keir Moss, he was a bit disappointed buying him. The four start over fences, he's sure to be well fancied, but you couldn't rule any of them out. Delark ran okay behind Champion West last time at Cheltenham. They'd probably be a little bit disappointed with him. They'll be hoping for improvement, but he did win the Greatwood last year, so he's a smart horse. Deep Trouble was a good winner of a competitive handicap hurdle that punches down at the back end of, or the beginning of this season, I suppose, in Ireland. And he's had a run at Leicester, which will probably stand him. And obviously, couldn't agree. He's a smart novice hurdler. Hasn't ran since he finished well behind Fisher's Cross at the Cheltenham Festival a couple of seasons ago. Horatio Hornblower of Nick Williams is the other one. He'd be a little bit disappointed, right? Because he's, you know, obviously the outsider. I wouldn't know where to go. I'd maybe go and side with an outsider in Deep Trouble. I think Sanford Draw is a good horse. He's a short price, so I'll go with the outsider Deep. One of the outsiders, Deep Trouble.
Okay, Deep Trouble then in the 205. The 240 is the next race. It's a Class 2 handicap chase. It's over 2.5 miles. And a race that you won last year on Cantlow AP, who's back in the lineup this year, but you've elected to ride Pendra. The betting looks like this, by the way. The Paparazzi Kid 11-4. Pendra is 100-30. 5s for Lamoule. Sound Investment is 11-2. 15-2 for No Buts, and that's been supported from 12s this morning. And then it's 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. Was it a difficult decision to make?
Yeah, it was. There's not much, Cantlow has had the benefit of and having a couple of runs, you know, and I would think he'll definitely have improved for the couple of runs. So it was definitely a tough enough choice. Pendra was a progressive horse last year. He was third at the Cheltenham Festival. It was a little bit disappointing in the Irish National. Hopefully he'll perform better today than he did there. The Paparazzi Kid hasn't ran for a while, but his last run was pretty good. He beat Felix Younger on Boxing Day last year at Limerick, and that is pretty good form, in fairness to him. Of the others, Sound Investment, he's one of Paul Nichols's that's been in good form. He won well enough when he won at Sandown last time. And Carrie Mona King of Philip Hobbs's is the other one. He won at Stratford last time. Step up in class here. I think the Paparazzi Kid's going to be hard to beat on his form at Limerick, but hopefully Pender will give him plenty to do.
Okay. The 3:15 is the penultimate race at Newbury this afternoon. It's a Class 3 Novices Hurdle, and the betting is headed by T for 2, who's 7-4. 2-1 for Thomas Brown. Out Sam is 7-2. And for your information, is the 11-2 outside of the field. You're on board for your information, AP. And was a bumper winner, although the form hasn't really been boosted since. But does handle heavy ground. What do you make of for your information here?
Yeah, he won a bumper on heavy ground at Foss last. No doubt the form has been let down a little bit. It has been a bit disappointing, so he's probably got it all to do. A couple of smart horses in here. Port Mellon was probably a little bit disappointing behind Powder Games last time at Cheltenham, and probably needs to improve. And of the others, Thomas Brown won well when he won at Exeter. I like T for two. He'd be second in a good bumper here at Newbury last season. And won well enough when he won last time at Kempton. So I'm going to go for T for two to beat Thomas Brown. the others, obviously our Sam or Nicky Henderson's, has been placed a couple of times in point to points. But yeah, I like T for two. I think he could take a bit of beat.
Okay, T for two to take a bit of beating there then in that race. And the 3:45 is where we finish this afternoon. It's a Class 3 maiden hurdle over the extended 2 miles. Days of Heaven is the 6-4 favourite this morning. 7-2 for Seven Nation Army. 9-2 for Koyaba. 7-1 for Different Gravy. And then 8s or bigger for the others. Who would you side with in the lucky last there, Pete?
Yeah, I mean, Days of Heaven obviously was second. I was third, sorry, when he ran at Aintree last time. Behind another Nicky Henderson horse, Hundred Hoof. So a pretty solid form after having had the run as well, which would benefit me in this testing ground. Obviously Nicky's got another horse in there, Different Gravy. He was a winner of a point to point in Ireland, so we don't really know an awful lot about him. And Koyaba of Martin Keatley's is a horse that won a couple of bumpers and got a bit of experience. He's got a chance as well. Look, it's a novice hurdle that there's going to be a few in with chances. I mean, the top horse of Ben Case's Allah has probably got a little chance as well. Again, not original. I think it's difficult. Nicky Henderson likes to target this meet. He did a winner yesterday. His horse hadn't been in great form, but he did a winner yesterday, and that's not original, but I'm going to go for Days of Heaven.
Okay, Days of Heaven in the lucky last. Thank you very much, JP. Good luck today, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.